Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 22. You ain't never seen Carol like that, did you? Right. I know you have. Stand on your feet. Here we go. He said, what ram took this morning? Took some? Skip looking. He must have took some. He took some. Proverbs 17 and 22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Thank you for your kindness, make me see it. A cheerful heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit makes one sick. The grass withered, the flowers there fade. The word of our God shall stand forever. We solicit your prayers, please. I want to talk with you from the subject, I found a good medicine. Tell your neighbor, I found a good medicine. The doctor puts you on all kind of medicine, and some of it agree with your body, some of it make you sick, and some of it give you reactions. Found a good medicine. Tell your neighbor, he found a good medicine. Y'all look at me and tell somebody, he found a good medicine. Found a good medicine. Y'all gonna let me preach a little bit here today? I found a good medicine. To begin with, my brethren and my sisters, Christian friends, well-wishers, and saints of God, as we gleam and gaze at this glorious text, I found a good medicine that nurtures the soul. The word of God is like a medicine to my soul. Tell your neighbor, to me too. Let's read the scripture again. The Bible says in Proverbs 17 and 22, a cheerful heart does good like medicine. Amen. But a broken spirit makes one sick. Right. Also, if you read Proverbs 15 and 13, King James Version, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. The word of God clearly says that a merry heart, a cheerful heart, a joyful heart is like good medicine. Listen to the tone and the timbre in the title of this sermonic presentation this morning. I found a good medicine. In life, there are many things that can sap your joy away. And in this topical arrangement, you ministers here in the pulpit, this topical arrangement of theological thought, I want us to be able to leave here today with a merry heart. So think on these things. Tell your neighbor, think on good things. Philippians 4 and 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Think on those things. I've also chosen some things that will keep me with forward thinking. Are y'all with me here? Strap up, buckle up, because we're going forward. Number one, act on things that are important and don't react to things that just seem urgent. Come on, say amen if you can. Just because something pop up don't mean you got to act on it. Number two, go for the extraordinary, and don't settle for the ordinary. In other words, God has big things in our future, and we have to go and get them. Are y'all up in here? Number three, schedule the big rocks and don't let the little gravel get in the way. In other words, major in major things and leave the minor things alone. Y'all ain't saying amen. Look, I listened to Joel Osteen. I got about seven more to go with that. But I listened to Joel Osteen, and for the first time, he made a whole lot of sense. Joel said, I could go to every funeral. He's got a big membership here. He said, I could go to every wedding. I could do it. I'd be dead tired. He said, I could make some of the meetings, not all of them. He said, I could go to some of the classes, and I could teach some of them. And all of that, I'll be average. Just average. He said, but if you leave me alone and let me study, I can be extraordinary on Sunday morning. Come out the gate like a stallion, and you know he's been with the Lord. Y'all ain't saying amen up in here. Number four. Rule your flesh. Can you never get your flesh in order? And don't let your flesh cause you to sin. Because a whole lot of people get in trouble because they let their flesh take over. Are y'all all right in here? Number five, feed your fire and rabbit, don't burn out. Y'all ain't saying amen here. Because I'm going to speak something in your spirit today, and I want you to get it for the rest of the time you be here. Don't wait for people to give you approval for succeeding. Go on and be successful anyway. Do I have a witness in here? Then number six. Y'all writing things down? Number six. Worship God with joy. Because John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm up in here. I know I'm up in here. Y'all gonna help me out for a while. Number seven. Praise God with thankfulness. Because the Bible tells us, let everything, not some things, everything that have breath, praise the Lord. You can't praise God with a frowny face. I ain't never seen it in my life. Just don't look right, do it. Hallelujah. That look like I got joy. That look like I got a happy heart. How am I doing, y'all? See, I'm going to come to church, and I want to be able to laugh in church. I want to have fun sometimes in church. And I want to enjoy myself well. If I can do it at Southern ball game, when I go to the Saints, I can say, go ahead, Drew Brees. Then why I can't do it right on, King Jesus. Makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart, the spirit is broken. A merry heart do good like a medicine. Brothers and sisters, Shiloh, a merry heart is like a good medicine. A merry heart is a joyful heart. Christians ought to be joyful on the inside, Because if you joyful on the inside, it's going to come out on the outside. Back it up with the word, because the word said, greater is he that lives within me than he that's up in the world. I got joy. This joy I have. The world didn't give it to me, and baby, the world surely can't take it away. We ought to be joyful and sing God praises despite when circumstances are not what they should be or what we want them to be. Because we know this, that if we just hold on, help is on the way. I don't know about you, but I heard you say it a lot of times, bro. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time because he's an on time God. Listen to me good. Listen to me good. Some people, David, want to be happy always. But the truth of the matter is that we all have trouble sometimes. Might be my trouble today, but y'all's right around the corner. Don't laugh at me. Come on, help me somebody. Listen, merry-hearted people, I'm dropping this in your spirit, man. Now, merry-hearted people aren't always happy with what's happening all around them or to them. But they know this, that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, I'm up in here. I'm up in here. How am I doing, y'all? Well, Rev, you're talking a whole lot about a merry heart. How do I receive a merry heart? And what does a merry heart look like in 2016? Number one, please write things down. Number one, a merry heart is a heart at peace. Peace of conversion. Romans 5:1 tells us, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you ain't got Jesus, you ain't got no merry heart. Come on, say amen, somebody. Number two, a merry heart is a heart of praise. Because the Bible says in Psalms 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in all this. And then Psalms 100, it says, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Oh, yes, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter him to his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever, everlasting, and his truth endureth through all generations. How am I doing, y'all? Number three, a merry heart is a heart of prayer. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. I'm going to stay happy up in here. Now, don't let nobody steal your joy away. Number four. A merry heart is a heart of practice. A merry heart is a heart of practice. John 14 tells us that a merry heart practices obedience. John 14:15, you get this, don't let me, I ain't gonna rush over this, because he says this, if you love me, that's what Jesus said. He said, keep my commandments. He said, you can't love God and do everything else. Y'all ain't helping me up in here. A merry heart is a heart with a practice. You gotta practice what you preach. You gotta practice what you say you are. If you love me, keep my command. People ought to be able to see that it got God in you. Number five, A merry heart is a heart with purpose. Micah 6 and 8 says, he has shown thee, O man, what is good. And what do the Lord require of thee? But to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly before thy God. I don't just walk around haphazard. I got a purpose to my life. Say amen, somebody. And my time is valuable. So he didn't, everybody can't sap it on any and everything. It got to be about something. Come on, say amen, somebody. Number six. A merry heart is a heart of power. Tain't even got power in a merry heart. Power. He got power in a merry heart. How do you know? Philippians 4 and 13 say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. How am I doing, y'all? Listen to me, Shiloh, just when you think you can't make it. Just when you're about to throw in the towel. Just when you consider that to yourself that life is not worth living. The Lord says that you are blessed and that you are marvelously made. Let's read the text again. I got to stay in the text. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth up the bones. Brothers and sisters, we have to learn to lighten up. Come on, say amen. We got to learn to give a little. Laugh more. And allow yourself to be happy. Some of y'all won't even let yourself be happy. You look at that, you're going to slap yourself in the face, get the smile off your face.
Say it ain't so.
Say it ain't so. You got to let yourself be happy. I can't stay in misery with you. I got to be happy, y'all. Songwriter says, and if you got a problem with that, let me just tell you how to get it fixed. Songwriter said, let Jesus fix it for you. For he knows just what to do. And whenever you pray, let him have his way. Not you now, let him have it. And he'll fix it. Let me help you with 10 things. Everybody say 10 things. Number one, speak to people. Nicer than hello, how are you? Amen. Good morning. Amen. Hello, everybody. Smile at people. Y'all, that's number two. Smile at people. It takes 72 muscles to frown and only 14 to smile.
Hello.
I looked in the mirror one day and I had some furrows coming. And I noticed that it was because I was mad. Then I had to ask myself, "What you done forgot what you're mad about? But you've been frowning so long, you stuck there." So I started putting on what Angela said, my politician smile. And I just kept on doing it, and all the lines went away. I'm helping somebody up here. Number three, call people by name. The sweetest thing music to anyone's ear is to hear the sound of their own name. Amen. Are y'all with me here?
Yes.
Call your name out. Just call your own name. Call your name out. Call your name out. Your name. It's yours. It's yours. Call your name. Get about telling you about saying that about your name. Call your name out. No. The more you say it, the better you feel. But that's your name. I like the name. I love my name. Call your name. Yeah. Number four, be friendly and helpful.
Amen.
The Bible says if a man desires to have friends, then he must show himself friendly. Am I helping you with that merry heart thing? Number five, be cordial. Speak and act as if everything you do is with genuine pleasure. Not, oh, here I go, I got to do this again. Y'all know how that feels. Number six, be genuinely interested in people.
Amen.
You can learn to like everybody if you try. Come on, say amen, somebody. You know I got some people that don't like me. And I know them. And I still be nice. Y'all miss that too. Number seven, be generous with praise, but be cautious about criticizing everybody. Remember what I tell you all the time, if I'm pointing one hand at you, I got three more pointing back at me, and then I'm crazy because I'm pointing one at God. Come on, say amen, somebody. Number eight, be considerate with the feelings of others. It'll be appreciated. Don't nobody want you for to make them feel bad every time they see you. Come on, say amen, y'all. Every time they see you, you about to say something they don't like. Then you got to look in the mirror. If it's always that way, who wrong? Is them or you? Number nine, be thoughtful of the opinions of others. Because, listen now, there are three sides to every story. Your side, they side, their side. Your side, they side. I didn't say their side. Your side, they side, and the Lord's side. Come on, say amen, somebody. Number 10. Be ready to do ministry. Because what counts most in life is what you do for others. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. How am I doing, y'all? If folk treat you bad, you have to wonder, is it me? Is it them? Or is it both of us? And then God got to remind all of us that he sits up high and he looks down low and he know what everybody done does. Come on, say amen. So if you don't like what you see in the mirror, make some changes. Come on, say amen, somebody. Jesus said, love ye one another as I have also loved you. Listen to me, saints. If the saints of God could get back to loving one another and having loving hearts, then things will be a whole lot better. Because the Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. Are y'all with me in here? And here's the thing, Brother Hewitt. If God has forgiven us, then we ought to be able to forgive each other. Tell somebody, I forgive you. Some of my men were like, I ain't did nothing, Ray. Why you got me? I'm sorry. I forgive you. Come on, say amen, somebody. Some of y'all holding that on so long, your blood pressure so high that the machine don't work anymore. Let that go. When we can truly say, I forgive you and mean it, then what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary means everything. It means everything. Because without love and forgiveness, none of this means nothing. Are y'all with me here? I mean, none of it. My repentance means nothing. My regeneration, my conversion, my justification, my adoption, my sanctification, and even my glorification means nothing. Some of y'all say, this is my first time seeing you preach and hearing you preach on all those things. So what are all those words, you know, like repentance, regeneration, conversion, justification, adoption, sanctification, and glorification? What does all that mean? Y'all got a minute to walk? Huh, y'all got a minute? Well, repentance is a change of mind. Regeneration is a change of heart. Conversion is a change of life. Justification is a change of status. A one-time gracious act where God declares us not guilty when you know you ought to bust hell right over. Come on, say amen, somebody. And then Stephanie, adoption. He adopts us into his family and say, you ain't no bootleg no more. You a real deal now, baby. Y'all ain't helping me up in here. And then number six, sanctification is a change of behavior, because the thing that I used to do, I don't do no more. The way I used to act, I don't act that way anymore. I try to live a holy life. Then glorification, the last one, is a change of place. Because when it's his to call and mine to answer, I won't be somewhere listening for my name, because absent from the body is present with the Lord. Oh, boy. Oh, it's hard not to preach that to you. I'm trying to teach it, but it's hard not to preach that. Because heaven is a real place. It's a real place. It's a prepared place. And get this wrong, it's a place where everybody is happy. Everybody have a merry heart. It's merry, it's happy, it's holy, it's peaceful. That's the only place you can find it like that. Brothers and sisters, not only want to be happy in heaven, but I want to be merry hearted right here on earth. I want to continue to have a merry, happy, peaceful home. My home is happy. Somebody say mine too, Red. I enjoy being happy. It disturbs me when I ain't happy at my house. I built that. I'm at your church now. But when I go home, I'm at home. You ain't gonna make me unhappy at my house. I put all y'all out of here. I'm gonna be happy at my house. What? I ain't got nowhere else to go, Mike. I ain't got no woman on the side. Neither no man. So I'm gonna be happy at home. What? Now, I ought to be happy at home, huh? Amen, y'all. Somebody say amen somewhere. You ain't gonna make me unhappy at my house. At my house? I'm gonna leave you alone, but man, I want to close with this story. It's a story about a man who was walking down a busy city street, and all of a sudden the man's arm went numb and leg went numb, and he fell to the ground. It's a true story. People were gathered all around him. And somebody said, call 911, call 911. There's a lot of traffic, and obviously the man was suffering a stroke. He was talking, but his speech was slurred. And a young lady asked him, Miss Green, she said, how are you doing? Are you all right? And the man began to laugh. He began to laugh and to laugh. In other words, I was saying to myself, he just was laughing at her, saying, you must be the stupidest person on earth. You could see I done fell out in the street, can't move my arm, neither my leg, and you gonna ask me if I'm doing all right. So the man began to laugh, and he began to laugh and laugh and laugh, and everybody around the sidewalk, Barbara, started coming around him, and then he was laughing so loud till everybody else started laughing. They didn't know why they were laughing, but laughing is contagious. And he started laughing and laughing, and finally the ambulance came. And when the man with the ambulance came, they said, how long he been doing this? They said, y'all took a long time. This man been laughing loud in the street for 20 minutes now. Just laughing, 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 like something was wrong with him. They strapped him up, put him on the gurney, he's still laughing. They put the oxygen on him, he's still left. They get him down to the emergency room, and the doctor's trying to talk to him, and he's still left. The doctor said, man, you know you're suffering a stroke right now, and he laughed even more. Kept on laughing and laughing. They brought him to the MRI, and when they got him to the MRI, the man said, I'm starting to feel better. And he kept on laughing. They got him out of the MRI, and the doctor said, man, you are laughing yourself right out of stroke. Y'all don't hear me up again. And the doctor said, your people here. Your wife is here, and your children are here, and your family has come. We got you wilded out, and we called everybody, and everybody's here. And he started laughing the more. Family came in. When his family came in, they say, Daddy, what's wrong with you? And he said to his daughter, don't you see that woman over there with that white gown on, shining? Tickling me. She won't stop tickling me. She just tickling me and tickling me, and I can't help it because every time somebody tells me, I be laughing. I can't stop laughing. And she say, Daddy, it ain't no woman in here tickling you. Y'all can say what you want. I see the woman right over there. She been tickling me from out in the street all the way to the Everlast, all the way in the little machine, all the way out here, and tickling me. The doctor say, well, how you feel, man? He said, man, I feel great. I feel wonderful. He said, well, can you move? I can move everything. Can you walk, man? He said, yeah. Got out of the bed, started walking, went over to the bathroom and came back and said, you know what? Can I have my clothes now? I want to go back home. And the doctors were spellbound because he had laughed his way out of a stroke. Y'all don't hear me up in here. I'm trying to help somebody right now. Y'all better find you something to laugh at, something to be happy about. You might say, I don't like to listen to all them joking stations and all that because they cuss too much. Ain't got nothing that don't cuss. I listen to all that. I be listening to that and I laugh and I say, Lord, forgive me. But I ain't catching no stroke over nobody. And I laugh more. I just laugh and laugh. You better learn how to laugh. You better learn how to be happy. I can't do that, man. I can't do that too long. I can't hold up. I can't be mad that long. That's just too long to be mad, amen? Did I help y'all? Come on, give God a hand of praise.